All right, we just had our flight attendants roundtable, and that was great. Very enlightening. Well, we always have to give equal time to the other side. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is a pilot who said that he'd like to offer a rebuttal to what he heard during the flight attendants conversation. Good morning, sir. What's your name? I didn't catch it.
My name is Captain Chesley Sullenberger.
Oh, no.
Sully!
We have Sully on the program.
You can call me Sully or simply Hero.
Yeah, any of those will do. You're great, Sully.
Thank you, George. I do appreciate that. I thought I'd come on and thank the stewardess and the purser for their service.
Flight attendant and purser.
I'm not sure if I've worked with either of the two of them before. Could you ask them if they're still there, if they have ever been part of a heroic emergency landing that might be memorable?
They didn't mention it, so I don't think so.
Ah, I see. I know some people out there like to denigrate flight attendants by saying they don't have very hard jobs and that they're self-important and that you could train a chimp to do that job.
That's terrible.
I just wanted to point out that I know people like to say that.
See, he's saying that. That's what he thinks, which doesn't surprise me.
If you would let me talk, kind sir. I would like to defend them, just like I defended 155 souls from the maw of death that threatened to envelop them in a watery grave a few years back. What were we talking about again? Oh, yes, flight attendants.
Well, you're going to work that in every opportunity.
Flight attendants sure do hard work. It's hard work being a stewardess, serving drinks, handing out headphones, reading magazines, and ignoring call lights. But I appreciate what they do. In fact, I always make it a point to thank our stewardesses as I'm emergency landing a plane on a nearby body of water.
Yeah, now about that, how did you keep your cool in such a tough situation like that?
Because he sensed
George,
a book
thank
deal.
Thank you for asking me that.
You're welcome.
I think it's something I was born with. I don't know if science has isolated a hero gene.
God.
But hey, this is not about me. This is about the stewardesses. Let's focus only on the stewardesses.
Flight attendants.
Well, I don't like to distinguish between jobs at an airline. Pilot, stewardess, whatever. Every job is equally difficult, whether it's serving pretzels or landing one-handed in a snowstorm while people are screaming they're about to die.
We're visiting with Sully here on the ticket. You know, I do have to commend you for not just giving up and nosediving that plane into the ground.
Well, thank you for recognizing my courage, Junior. Look, I'm not a publicity seeker. In fact, I was telling Robin Roberts that just the other day on Good Morning America. I'm a very private man, a quiet individual who isn't into promoting his hero status. I don't even like it when people know that I routinely save 155 people with water landings in major metropolitan areas.
Routinely?
Once is routinely, but
I'm just an average guy with a proven track record of being extraordinary. That's all there is to it.
And you're from around here, right, Denison?
Denison, yes. Thank you for knowing that, George. Denison, home of Captain Sully Sullenberger.
I don't think there's a sign that says that just yet, but maybe there will be someday.
I'll put one up later today. You better believe it.
Are you going to put it up yourself?
That's right. I have a saying that I live by. A lot of people ask me, Sully, how can I be like you? How can I be extraordinary? How can I be a hero? And I live by something that my father taught me when I was a teenager.
What's that?
He said, son, every day, save 200 people from death and have a sensible lunch. And that's the formula I've tried to live by. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. That is Sully Sullenberger.
I'd say Denison's more known as being the birthplace of Ike than Sully.
Yeah, maybe so.
But not in Sully's mind.
Chesley Sullenberger with us here on the Tech.